Hello.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Hello.
Good afternoon, ma'am. My name is Vicky. I'm calling you back on behalf of customer support. There was a message to return your call. How can I assist you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I have a charge on my account for $62.95.
Yes, ma'am.
And I did not approve that, and I have not ordered any earbuds.
Okay, ma'am. May I have your zip code so I can pull up that account, please?
35057.
And your first and last name, please, ma'am.
Bobby Wilhite.
Okay, Ms. Bobby, can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
240 County Road 77, Coleman, Alabama, 35057.
Okay. Let me look over your account. Give me just one moment. And it looks like back on the 17th of January, Ms. Bobby, someone paid shipping and handlings for the premium wireless earbuds. The first attempt was declined. The second one went through. That again was on the 17th. Then there was a $19.95 lifetime warranty attempted, but that was declined. And then it says on yesterday they tried to charge, and that's $62.95. What that was, ma'am, was the full price for the earbuds, the retail price. It was a 14-day trial for those earbuds. And when you didn't call in to cancel, or when you said you didn't order them, when the person who ordered them didn't call in to cancel, they automatically charge you the full shipping and handling price. And it actually states that that's what they're going to do in the terms and conditions. I'm tracking the package now, and it says it was delivered on January the 23rd to the address that you verified at 12:19 p.m. Do you know of anyone in your house, Ms. Bobby, that may have placed the order?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay. Well, according to the United States Postal Service, it was delivered to your house on the 21st of January.
Well, no, it wasn't.
Okay, so you didn't place the order for the earbuds. Is your email not bobbywhite4@gmail.com?
No.
Okay, and so I guess it's not your Visa card ending in 1197.
Yes, it is, but my address is 240, not 261, like you said.
261 County Road.
Right, my address is 240 County Road 77.
Okay, well, this must be a fraudulent charge, and what I'm going to do is cancel the account out and turn you over to the fraud department, who will investigate this and pursue it to the full extent of the law. They take it very,
okay,
very seriously. Yes, ma'am. One moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, Ms. Bobby, okay?
Okay.
Just a moment.